Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. Can you hear me? Hello, ABC, 1, 2, 3. Well, that's not good. A classic scenario, huh? They heard me before, but they do not hear me now. Oh, now you hear me? Oh, okay, great. All right, shall we get started then? Time to cat point. I'm just drinking my tea and looking quite nice. Let's see. Can I get my webcam working? Okay. Okay, everyone. Yep. Let's go. Time to cat point. So everyone can hear me now, right? ABC 1, 2, 3, blah 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 blah. You can hear me now, correct? I'm just blabbing to make sure everyone can hear me. Okay, excellent. Hi everyone. I'm Sum Odd. You might know me because I do a lot of Haskell, and I certainly do a lot in the Gopher space in I got my own gopher hole. I host it in my house. I recently moved. You may have noticed that was down for a little bit. It's because I host it right at home, along with other services. And I came to Bitreich because they're one of the foremost, they're like the front runners in the gopher space right now, quite frankly. That's what really what interested in me, was I stumbled across their gopher hole in gopher space. There's a lot of reasons that I became interested in this, but I want to talk to the people who made the Gopher protocol, and that kind of developed into this documentary, which I'm here to talk about today. Okay, so I'm making a documentary on the Smallnet revival. You might be familiar, like, with the concept of the SmallNet. The documentary is primarily going to feature the Gopher protocol, but it's going to generally encapsulate this kind of modern movement of the SmallNet. This documentary is going to be talking about why Gopher and lean protocols and the like IndieWeb, matter today. It's going, pardon me. It's going to go over why, it's going to go over tech culture, community, and resistance to enshittification. And I imagine I hit enter to go to the next slide. No. Oh, there we go. Arrow keys. So some of the voices driving it, you might be familiar. We have some celebrities. Like Cory Doctorow. Cory Doctorow actually has, to my surprise, some experience running a Gopher server and some early internet experience in that space in general. Cory Doctorow primarily will be talking about it kind of from like a philosophical perspective. And of course, we're going to have pretty much most of the early internet Gopher protocol pioneers, Mark P. McCahill, Bob Alberti, and Paul Lindner. And if you look up the Gopher RFC, you'll notice that these are more or less some of the main people. But we're also going to be talking to just some of your more average small net people in general, people who have their feet in the indie web, prominent small net and indie web people. I was able to interview Melon King, which was very interesting, and just a lot of people who are in the small net and gopher space scene. And perhaps most noteworthy to you all is Bitrike comes up quite a bit due to them being the most relevant to Gopher in 2025 and the future. And I've been talking to 20H about them flying out here for an interview and talking about Bitrike and all that. So that's very exciting. We have some key partners for the documentary. One of these key partners is a museum that I actually volunteer at called The Made. The Made is this really unique space in Oakland, California, which provides an interactive library in the form of a cross between a video game museum and just a general retro tech museum. And what's so unique about it is I feel like Oakland really lacks these spaces where kids or adults or the like can just have like a shared community space that's actually engaging and even educational. They let you interact with the history there. They let you play the consoles, the games. I've donated some interesting piece of equipment there. And it's just run off of love. Primarily, you have a lot of really wonderful people working at The Made. So I encourage you to check them out. The Made, MADE .org. And of course, another key partner is Bitrike, because they've just been so pivotal in everything in Gopher space. I've given 20H like full access to the archives for the documentary. Once the documentary comes out, of course we can distribute it on Bitrike and via torrent, all the things, right? Some of the core themes of this documentary is going to be going over the history of the Gopher protocol, especially since we're going to be talking to lots of people who either made it or were a part of it in one way or another, and during that early internet. The next is going to be about simplicity as freedom. Because this is like a recurrent theme with all the people that I've talked to about the Gopher protocol, is this idea of simplicity, and not just limited to the Gopher protocol, but in terms of the small net revival to this day, it's really driving home this concept of simplicity. And that's something that's kind of admirable about Bitrike in general, is it really focuses on, the Unix philosophy of small, reusable bits that you can glue together, right? It's very simple. Keep everything simple and don't reinvent the wheel. And the way that ties philosophically into more transparent and more freeing technological structures, which is something I'll have to delve into either in a Q&A or we can cycle back to it, but it'll definitely be in the documentary, Simplicity as Freedom. The next is going to be about community over commerce. And I've definitely noticed that theme in Bitrike, kind of generally in Gopher space, which emerged out of a period of the internet which was not allowed to be commercialized. And it's very interesting to see that that kind of perspective and sense of humor is still alive in Gopher space today, and this kind of resistance of making the internet worse for profit is still alive and well, especially on the small net. That's a big core theme. The next theme is about enshittification. When I was thinking about people to interview, beyond the obvious scope of people, I did think of Cory Doctorow. I thought about his concept of enshittification, but when I interviewed him, he also brought up this idea of the compostable web, which is a really interesting topic to delve into too. But enshittification is this like life cycle that commercialized platforms live out. Serve users to get scale, exploit users to favor business customers, and then exploit business customers too. And you may notice that a lot of startups in software, especially services, go through this life cycle process where they just kind of get worse as the years go on. And when you have these simple protocols and this simple way of th doing things and more ownership over what you're doing, and there's just more user involvement, and there's a different kind of ownership model, which falls into this idea of a compostable internet, it's very resistant to that kind of thing. I think that's part of what attracts people to it. So some timelines, the timeline and milestones for this documentary. So right now we're in the midst of doing research and interviews. I've interviewed Bob Alberti, Mark P. McCahill, Paul Lindner, Melon King, who you may know from Melonland. I also have plan. Oh, and of course Cory Doctorow. I have plans to interview 20H from Bitreich. He was talking about actually flying out here, which would be really cool. And if you have any suggestions for more people I should interview, just let me know. I was definitely thinking about interviewing people who run their own gopher holes. I was thinking about interviewing the guy that runs Mozz.us, Mozz.us, because he runs a very cool gopher hole. I've just been so busy lately, but thankfully this is more of a long-term project. So we're hoping that this is going to hit production quarter one of 2026 at the latest, hopefully. Cutting everything up, narrativizing, actually doing the production, putting together the film, making the trailers. And then I expect by quarter two of 2026 at the latest, and this is all, at the latest, I'm hoping that by quarter two of 2026 we'll have a rough cut, festival submissions, community screenings. There's actually a theater near me. I was thinking about doing a screening at called the Roxy. But this brings me to my next point, how you can help. You can spread the word about this. You can use a hashtag smallnetdoc. You can host local screenings at your hackerspace or library. You can definitely torrent or seed the documentary for Prosperity or host it on your Gopher server. You can share your experiences about Gopher, Smallnet. But what would be really useful is if you send pieces of Gopher history, memorabilia, or maybe you help us get some very useful interviews. So now I'm looking at the IRC, and I'm wondering if any of you have any questions for me. I'm open to do, talk about any part. I'm not sure if anyone had any questions. I know I kind of glossed over some of the parts of the themes. We talked about enshittification and compostability, that sort of stuff. Anyone have any questions? You know, that would be so amazing. It's funny. Okay, so the question is, will you hire actors to redo scenes of the Gopher First Days? And you know what springs to mind is Bob Alberti, one of the key people of the Gopher Protocol that's in the RFC. He's actually really into writing plays and has acted, so it might be so much fun to ask if he'd like to reenact some of those first Gopher days. So wouldn't that be wild? And you know, maybe while you're here, we can get some B-roll of you on a computer or terminal. I have like a VT320 at my house, and that's kind of the era, you know. Yeah. Any other questions? Oh, the feedback I had from people new to Gopher. Oh, like particularly about the documentary. I think what's hard is that you have to really understand how to explain that the internet isn't just the web. And you have to delineate what the web is from what the internet is. That the way I usually explain it to them is I say, so you know you have a web browser, right? And you know you can go to websites. Well, that just exists on the internet. That's one way of accessing stuff, different computers on the internet, is you use the web. You use a web browser. But there was something that preceded that. There was a different way of doing things than just accessing things through a web browser, and it was called the Internet Gopher Protocol. And it was a very structured, simple way of doing things. You know, it was very slimmed down, and it was designed from a very kind of academic and even like a librarian's perspective. Is the W3C spying on you, and do agents follow you daily now? Well, I definitely haven't noticed anyone glowing, so I think I'm okay for now. But I think it's really interesting that a lot of people in the Gopher space are definitely aware of the kind of surveillance aspect and their data being sold and all of that. Yes, yeah, glowies. And you know, it's interesting you brought up W3C. Because, you know, it's sad that something that started off as a kind of open standard, Tim Berners-Lee, I believe, was just recently forced to accept something about like DRM standards by all these huge tech companies, or a risk like the W3C not being a thing anymore. I think this is very important when it comes to like making considerations, for the small net. Anyone else have any questions? And BitReich is a really unique space where a lot of people are not only just involved in the Gopher protocol, but actively developing for it. You know, some of the things I brought up were like BitReich's ideas for Gopher VR, which get talked about quite a bit in the documentary, as well as, you know, I'm working on various softwares for Gopher, and even modifying them to be more in line with some of the core design philosophies at BitReich. And, you know, you can check out my Gopher hole at gopher.someodd.zip. And I host that right out of my house, which is like right behind me. That's great. Somebody said, I'm excited and willing to support you. Well, you're welcome. It's been a real honor being able to be a member of BitReich and to contribute in these fun and interesting ways with like the documentary and some of the other stuff. And I really look forward to collaboration in the future and getting BitReich's name out there and helping not just preserve Gopher history, but what I think was so important about BitReich is Gophers and SmallNet's future. Like, BitReich is so concerned with the future. It's one of the first places I've been in like a SmallNet space that's actually like looking at the future. It's the documentary is not just about history, but it's also about the evolution forward. You know, and that's why I brought on Cory Doctorow was to talk about, and I talked with everyone about this, about like what are some lessons from the past about creating communities? What are some visions for the future? Why are people going to this now? How can we have a more stable ecosystem for the future? Uh-oh. Okay, can you still hear me? I had one side of my headset die, so I hope you can still hear me. I'm just gonna check. Okay, excellent. So yeah, and that's one of the reasons I brought on Cory Doctorow, because almost as a sense of warning, analysis, juxtaposing it with the current state of the web. But yeah, everyone I interviewed and talked to with, it's not just about the past, it's not just about the present, but it's about looking forward into the future. What place does the Gopher Protocol serve practically, artistically, even, I think, and at least for me artistically, and furthermore, and other more niche applications. You know, I talked to the original Gopher creators. I talked to people on the SmallNet, at least one or two, and that sort of thing. So yeah, it's very forward-looking, which is what I admire so much about BitReich, is that it's very forward-looking about the protocol. I got a little bit more time for questions if anyone has any. You know, that would be nice, but that might be a harder interview to get. Might be a harder interview to get. I might be able to like snake my way up there. You know, I tend to be pretty good at getting to know people, but that would be very difficult. And it's all a matter of time, right? Like, I really want to get this out by early 2026 at the latest. I don't want this project to drag on forever. And part of the reason why is I really want it to be able to help the museum, the MADE, you know, draw more attention, get them more funding, that sort of thing. All right. No problem. My pleasure. Thanks for giving me the space to talk, and thanks for creating BitReich. It's been a very interesting place. I think that does it for me. Unless somebody wants to squeeze in, I got one more question. One more question. 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Oh, how's the weather in San Francisco? Sporadic. It's summer, supposedly, but it's quite cold in San Francisco. But I love San Francisco, and what can I say? There's also so much beautiful tech history here. And it's wonderful that, like, going to the Internet Archive with all these early internet pioneers and just preserving our digital history is just like a hop, skip, a jump, and away in San Francisco. Ain't that something? Okay. Goodbye, everyone. It's been really nice talking to you all. And this conference setup has been very interesting. I'm broadcasting my voice via FFmpeg. I SSH'd in for the presenter mode. Quite interesting. Bye-bye.